We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Goeckler on May 12, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is An Amazing Sight.
Our second reading for today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah, the Christ, will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple praising God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was probably about 3 years old, my mom took me to get some new shoes. Being such a good boy, of course, the salesperson at the shoe store rewarded me with a helium-filled balloon. And my brother is 10 years older than me. And on the way home, my mom needed to stop at his school, perhaps to talk with the principal about what kind of trouble he was getting into this time. When she opened the car door to get out, out went my special balloon. I was devastated and cried my little heart out as we watched it just go up and further into the sky and gone from view. Probably like many of you, as a child in school in the 60s, the space race was a big thing. And many times when there was a launch, they would bring a TV into the classroom so we could watch the launch. It was history in the making, and while we didn't fully understand it, it was still interesting to see. And of course, for us kids, it took us away from schoolwork for a little while. Since moving to this part of Florida, I've seen a couple of rockets go up from this great distance. Even then, it is amazing to see something you know is so big just climb higher and higher and eventually go out of sight. Seeing a large jet take off can bring that same feeling of wonder and amazement that something like that can actually fly. Even knowing some of the technology that makes all this possible, it still evokes a sense of awe and wonder. And seeing something go up and up and out of sight. So why is any of this significant today? Well, this week we celebrate the ascension of Jesus. Now, actually, it was this past Thursday, 40 days after the resurrection, according to Scripture, but is often observed the following Sunday in many churches. As much as Easter defies our human understanding, the ascension of Jesus certainly comes in a close second. Both of our readings today tell of that wondrous event, of our Lord being taken physically up into the sky. The book of Acts is attributed to Luke. And perhaps because of that authorship, the stories are more detailed and colorful. He really did have a way with words. Certainly, the picture he gives us in the reading today is no exception. Our reading from the Gospel of Luke tells us the same story, though a little less detailed. We are also told of this event in Mark's Gospel, though only a brief mention at the very end of his book, where he says, "After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God." Luke tells us in the book of Acts of the Apostles that Jesus was speaking with his disciples and promising them that the Holy Spirit would be coming to them. He blessed them. And then, as they were looking at him, he was lifted up, and a cloud carried him into heaven. I'm sure over the years, you have seen pictures depicting this event. Jesus, with his arms uplifted, rising up into the clouds. We, of course, don't know that those depictions are very accurate, but Scripture does clearly tell us that Jesus was physically, bodily lifted up into heaven. The ascension is described as passive. That is, Jesus was taken up or carried up into heaven. It wasn't something he was actively doing. He simply, before their eyes, rose into the sky, almost like that balloon I mentioned earlier. This story certainly challenges us in many ways. A physical body simply rising up into the sky defies our human logic and understanding. Of course, so does the story of Easter and Christ's bodily resurrection. Yet isn't that at times part of having faith and belief? Jesus spoke of going to prepare a place for us and said, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places." We understand the references to be of heaven. But where is heaven? Is there a heaven? Will we go there? If we go there, will we go there in these broken physical bodies like Jesus did? Questions that have been debated for centuries. The answers are part of the mystery of our faith, some of which Scripture answers, and some it is not so clear about. We accept or reject based on our own beliefs, our own faith. Thomas, many times called Doubting Thomas, could not accept the idea that Jesus had risen from the grave and was alive without seeing him firsthand. Jesus showed him the marks from his crucifixion, and then he believed. Jesus didn't condemn Thomas for his doubts and questions. And he doesn't condemn us either. I am sure Jesus knew that our human nature would bring us to question so many things in our world and in our faith. That is all part of our faith journey in this life. Our experiences, our studies, our worship, sometimes our hardships and difficulties, shape us and help us to be stronger in our faith, and perhaps help us to help others along their faith journeys as well. Jesus' ascension to heaven also marks a significant change in his role in our lives. He goes from being a man living among us, teaching us, sharing with us, showing us the way, to taking his rightful place, sitting in glory at the right hand of God the Father. He now becomes, in a way, our advocate and mediator in heaven. At the end of our lesson from Acts, we are told that while the disciples were looking up to the sky as Jesus ascended, two men in white robes appeared and stood by them. They told the disciples and us that just as Jesus went up into heaven, he will come down again in the same way. What an amazing sight that will be. For those of us who believe in Jesus and his gospel message and follow it, that return will be glorious. Indeed, something to look forward to with hope and joy. That, my friends, is all part of what this Easter season has been all about. The hope of resurrection to new life with Christ. Our resurrections, the resurrection of all the saints who have followed in the path of Jesus. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you showed us the way, provided us the truth, and prepared the path for each of us. May we faithfully follow where you lead us, even as we await your coming again. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on May 12, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida, by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was An Amazing Sight. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.